Here's what you missed on Kennedy Malloy. Don't miss out on some great low and slow barbecue tips and recipes. Hit up the low and slow zone at barbecuesgalore.com.au. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It sure is, and we have a massive show for you today. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous
Mickey,
Dave.
Jane.
We'll get to the two of you, or you in particular, Dave, in just a moment. And what you've
something
been up
that
to.
Shocked me.
You think you know someone, Jane.
You think you do.
And then
a bit
of audio like that
always
turns
suspicious.
Up. I don't know. It all makes sense now, doesn't it?
Yeah. All right, we're going to tackle the big subjects today, aren't we?
Well, we are. We're going to have an embassy watch. We're going to go around the grounds, talk which embassy you should probably not visit.
It'd be handy.
There's a
not
couple
to.
Of obvious ones. We'll get to the bottom of that. Chick flick alert! Chick flick alert!
It's not a chick flick
there
alert.
There will be a chick flick alert.
I've been to see a movie this afternoon. I'm going to talk about it. Some people might see it. Some
you went to a matinee, did you?
I did.
I suppose it's a date night or wait, was
well, it hardly night.
Were you with the girls?
Well, there's a few old ducks in there.
Hey, all right, well,
I fitted
fire.
In very well. Oh, look, Meghan Markle's having to rest up. You're not happy about it and you don't understand it, do you?
Well, I just, someone explained to me how hard can it be. You know?
Oh, my God, I hope a whole lot of women are groaning right now.
You've got to cut a couple of ribbons. You know,
a lot of travel involved here. A lot of shaking hands, a lot of smiling. It's hard.
Well, it's hard for you on a good day. Hey, our guest, Lee Sales, is going to be on board today. She's got a warning interview tonight.
You know what? She's been looking forward to this, I think, all her career.
She says this is the one she's always coveted. Wow. Well, let's see if she gets to the bottom of Playboy Jock's gate.
There you go. That'll be fun.
Hey, themed parties. You've thrown a few in your time.
I have thrown, in fact, quite a lot of themed birthday parties, and there's one that has just really blown our minds. It's fantastic. We'll talk to you about that.
Over there.
And find out what parties you've done for kids.
In Western Australia, that's your party. Well, I'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We'll get straight into it. Let's start with you, Dave.
What have I done now?
You've had a big weekend. You got completely blotto. You have no memory of it. You disgraced yourself, the show, and the network.
My wife tried to heard punch that for the first time yesterday, by the way. She said, well, you had a really big night, did you?
I thought you have a very honest, open marriage together. Well, open, not really, but, you know.
No, I didn't talk about the night before. I said, it was a good night. Lots of laughs.
Good night, lots of laughs.
That you remember.
That's it.
Lots of laughs at your expense.
We were very proud of your behaviour.
Hey, we were. We thought you were a great champion of
our
show.
Right. Thank
and
you.
Wish we just had a one because I would love to have sent you up to get the award.
Not happy.
It would have been one of the great moments in radio history. And then all of a sudden this bit of audio comes across my desk.
Ray kept rubbing my foot, but one hand moved up and petted my ankle.
Fingers fluttered over that little knob that sticks out of my instep. Then the sensitive seam above that. I still had my eyes closed, but I wasn't even trying to sleep. Ray put his perfect smooth mouth around my big toe and used his tongue and teeth to surround it with sensation. I shivered.
Oh,
can I have a moment?
Now, explain yourself. I need some context. I need to know exactly what was going on.
I think I know who's to blame.
Again, my wife's hearing this for the first time.
Let's just say Tom and Ollie from our own Triple M's.
They do a segment after nine. They do Naughty at Nine after nine.
Are they all as creepy as that? Because I'm sure some of them are.
It's called the Flirty 9:30. So they get like a novel. And you've just got to read a passage from it.
That's
and they
what
try
it's
and
called,
break
is
it down.
It?
And
I call it 50 Shades of Dave.
What was the novel called? Erotica?
I'm not sure. Was it?
I'm pretty sure something like that.
Maybe. Yeah, it was.
Yes, it was called Erotica.
Tom and Ollie are nodding. They're just on the other side of the glass.
I might have read it back to back.
Really?
Now, I'd have to ask. Again? When you were reading that, did you crack a stiffy?
Hey,
it's four o'clock,
driving home.
Sounds like
kids driving home from school. Dave's kids listening.
Right. Hi, Gracie. Hi, James.
No,
Daddy's not creepy at all. That's all for the radio.
He's a creepy drunk. That's what we've learned about.
Hearing it back is quite cringy, so I do apologise.
But you could do those audio books. You could do those erotica audio books.
You reckon? Yeah, I could do a podcast, like a
Don't let him on.
Hey, that'd be fun.
And that's a bit. Going a little bit too far.
And you, well done last night. Have you been paying attention? I thought you scrubbed up considering the 48 hours you've had.
I was a bit hungover.
Hungover, but no evidence. Congratulations to the hair and makeup department at Channel 10. They should get some kind of logie for that.
Call your hardest. And she said, I said, yeah, can you use that brush, you know, to sort of make me look. She said, it's not a wand.
By the way, without prejudice.
Yeah.
You could be staring down the barrel of some legal action.
Why?
I was defamed.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think there was a photo of you and I presenting an award to Sam Pang.
Who's the young Asian guy? What's his name?
Sam Pang.
Considering also who I accepted the award off to, Tom, I don't know if you've got that picture.
Our very own Jane and Mick were standing by to hand over the
award.
It's
just a nice reminder, too, because, you know, like, in life, some people win awards and some people present them. That was a big honour. It would have been nice if Mick knew where he was at the time.
Sure. Wow.
That's quite unfair because that was before you didn't know where you were.
Right. I was in my natural habitat. That's where I was. On stage, surrounded by radio. And that, Spence, congratulations, Sam. What was the award you won? It was some...
Best Podcast.
Podcast. God, yeah. That's one of the big awards.
he didn't even know.
I think that went up at 7:15. Do you know what? In all honesty, it was one of those awards that should have been presented in a package of awards that were awarded before tonight's ceremony.
Like the night before?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm up for those.
Technical direction and things
like
that.
It was a very long night, but I didn't mind. At least we turned up, unlike some other people in the industry.
Well done to Chrissy and Brett. Brownie,
yes.
Who do all the heavy lifting on that show. I
think definitely.
Sam swings by every second Thursday at 8. it's like a royal visit.
When he feels like it.
Still gets on the poster. I don't understand how that works. I saw him at a golf day on Monday.
Did you?
We had a golf day, so it was one of those days. It was a charity day.
Yeah, it was a bit corporate.
The celebrities turn up and you get put with a group of people and you play golf all day. Mm. And I'm still not sure who the celebrity in Sam's group was.
I don't know. He gets quite vindictive.
By the way, congratulations. Have you been paying attention? I know you'll get all squeamish, but I did read something, a sale of the format to CBS.
Won't
talk about it.
In
no
America,
one will.
That's huge.
Well, I'll tell you the reason why.
That's no small thing, I think it's a fantastic honour to a great show that's been well thought out.
Well, I will pass that on to the guys that really have more to do with it, which is the word. But I found out, like everyone else did, well, I was looking at Twitter last night and it sort of came up and I said in the kitchen, hey, has the show been sold to CBS? And I was met with, forgot to mention that. And I said, yeah, wow, really? And he said, look, it's been a busy couple of days.
It's great small talk in your house around the dinner table.
Let's get things kicking off.
Anything interesting happen today,
Harry? Yeah, plenty, a few things. Right.
Well done. We'll be back to talk embassies.
Yes.
One you might want to ignore. One you go to. We'll give you a guide.
Thanks to Barbecues Galore, some things are better low and slow.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
We have been entertained by, well, no, that's the wrong word to use, entertained. Curious about the whole crisis in the Saudi Arabia embassy that was in Turkey.
Are we going here?
Well, I think we have to because it's very big news and I can't even get my head around what happened.
Is it big news?
Yes, it is.
This is what I say.
What do you mean? A journalist goes in.
Okay, so for those who are unaware, a well-respected journalist, Jamal Khashoggi, goes into a Saudi embassy in Turkey.
It was Turkey.
In Turkey. It doesn't come out, strangely enough. Everyone saw him go in. No one saw him go out. Turns out...
You won't believe it.
Well, you're not going to believe what happened, but you got to laugh when you hear this. I mean, the Saudis are crazy people. they interrogated him. It went a bit pear-shaped. What are you going to do? Well, you just chop up his body and smuggle it out.
Yeah.
Now, if you can't do that without a world going into an apoplectic fit, what is it?
There is so many questions, first of all. They had a doctor who's specifically trained in being able to dissect bodies.
Sure.
Actually trained in Australia for a bit,
that's
by the
right.
way.
That's right. No, well done,
he
Australia.
Just hangs around. That's a good input.
Good to see we could contribute in a small way.
Good.
So, I mean, but Jane, just because someone walks into the embassy with a bone saw, at the same time a man gets chopped up and taken out in pieces, you're just going to join the dots, are you? And say, oh, it's a...
Well, I'm trying to put my detective cap on.
Well, you're the jury and the judge in this one, are you?
I mean, pretty much.
Haven't you ever been part of something that just, I mean, it started off as a bit of fun, but it just got out of hand? You know what it's like? A bunch of mates mucking around. Next thing you know, it escalates and someone's chopped up.
Starts with your fingers, ends with your head.
You cut a couple of fingers off and you're going, oh, this is fun.
What I can't get over is
take this. Take it off to the elbow.
It's so shocking. It's so shocking. Why is the world not outraged? What's going on? I mean.
Jane, this is PC madness. This would be nanny state in Saudi Arabia. This is a job for CSI Saudi Arabia.
How does it end?
Well, do you know they have 100% success rate? They always find in favour of the sheik. So the sheik's come out. He's going, what? What are you going to do?
He's gone... Listen, stuff like this happens. How's the president handled it, Mick?
Oh, well, he wants to turn a blind eye.
Does he?
But, I mean, you have to understand Saudi culture. I mean, this is just...
Be very careful.
Another day at the
I'm worried.
Oh, have you seen Saudi Arabia Funny Stone videos? It's just full of decapitations. Like a beheading. Here we go.
Mick.
Put some wacky music under a beheading. And, man, I guarantee you you're going to have a giggle.
Mick, I'm
saying... Get on
the
couch with the kids.
It's believed Khashoggi really was murdered because
he
openly criticised the Crown Prince and the regime. So I'm saying be very careful. Well,
Oh, you're saying I'm going to get
it? I'm saying shut up now. Hey. Oh, mind you, they'd need a very big sore.
No, that'd be one of those ones where guys on each end pushing and pulling.
We're going to need help here.
Here's a question.
What?
Who would you like to see go down the Saudi embassy? Give us a call.
We're playing this game. No, I think that could get...
You know what?
We'll get in trouble.
You know who they should send down there?
Who?
Julian Assange to stay.
He'd sort things out.
Now, this is Embassy Watch, what we're doing today. How's he complaining about...
What a knob.
He's suing the Ecuadorian government. They put him up rent-free. He hasn't paid a bill. All they've asked him is maybe would you tidy up after yourself and your cat.
He's let Pamela Anderson come and visit him.
She gets a booty call. He gets a booty call, doesn't pay rent. He's like, it's on a good wicket. And now he's complaining he has to tidy up and he's suing the Ecuadorian government.
Well, no, I'm not happy about that either.
It's bone sore time.
I'm getting really nervous. Can we go to a break?
So we should do a Lonely Planet on embassies. Who would stay
The good
with?
Ones and the bad
you know,
ones.
Saudi Arabia. No, I didn't have a good time.
Turkey.
Ecuador. Saudi embassy. American. They can get attacked.
No, there's not many good ones at the moment. Yeah. I wouldn't be going to.
Anyway, everyone calm the farm. If you can't, I mean, that's what gets me my goat these days. If
What's
you,
that?
A little bit of fun and all of a sudden. The fun police. The fun police are all over. If you can't.
Someone's
can't
dead.
Chop a body up.
Yeah. All right.
I don't get it myself. Anyway.
We'll take your calls.
Hey.
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Now, you turned up late today, a little later, not late, but you were in a little after.
I was on time, because I'd been somewhere.
Where had you been?
Well, I went,
where'd you go?
I went to the movies.
Wait, hang on a second, Dave, hit it.
No.
This is not a drill, calling all men. This is a Category 5 chick flick alert.
No, hang on. Turn that down, turn off.
What's wrong?
Who are you talking about?
It's not a chick flit alert because I saw A Star Is Born. come on.
That's a Category 5.
Do
not go within 500 metres of a multiplex.
Rubbish.
No way.
Don't be clichéd men of 2018. Mate, come on.
Come on.
Where's the sensitive boys I know?
First man's out there. First man's about land, moon landing. It's got to be good.
Well, stars in that? The chick who's the queen. And, you know, in The Crown. I told you to watch that, too.
I've never mentioned it. As an astronaut's wife, though. And, by the way, that is the appropriate role for women in cinema. Astronaut's wife. While man goes to moon and creates, woman waits at home and demonstrates how much she loves said man. Now, that, to me, is how...
I learned so much from you.
All right. Now, what happened to Star Is Born?
Star Is Born.
Okay, firstly, how many times did you cry?
Oh, heaps.
Really?
So many.
Case
Like, not even start, middle, out, like, all the way through. Even when, anyway, Just hear the trailer first, just to set it up, please.
Do you write songs or anything?
I don't sing my own songs.
Why?
I just don't feel comfortable.
Why wouldn't you feel comfortable?
Almost every single person has told me they liked the way I sounded, but that they didn't like the way I look.
I think you're beautiful. I'm falling. Hey.
What?
I just want to take another look at you.
Why is he on Xanax? Why is he on Xanax?
Well, part of the story is, if you knew, this is like a lot of remakes of A Star Is Born.
I'm asking questions about the film.
Because he's an alcoholic and a drug addict.
Oh, spoiler alert.
No, it's not. It's a remake, and that all the men in this were kind of...
You should have gone for this role, Dave.
What's it called? A Star Is Born. And the story is about guys who find an ingenue and make her a star. All right, a chicken and a bar. Okay. And they make her into a big star.
Well, make her into a big star.
They discover
bit of a daddy
their real...
syndrome.
No.
Bit of, no. You know, a bit of young girl needs
no.
old man.
No.
Taken under wing. Patriarchal.
Yeah, bit of Coyote Ugly.
They discover their true talent.
Bit of Coyote
and the
ugly.
Girls shine.
She ahead. Hot? Who's well, the girl? She hot?
She shines more than the guy. A little bit like this show.
Which is why.
Hey, we're almost like the show. A Star Is Born.
Why are you the alcoholic? I should be the one with the drinking problem.
Let me do my segment.
All right.
This is getting out of control. Anyway, I didn't go by myself, by the way.
Oh, by the way, got the girls together, did you?
No.
Round up the usual suspects.
Got some
bit of a shardy set.
I went with a male adult in our house.
Oh my God.
Who was not one
Rob.
Of my sons.
Rob.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Sitchy.
Yeah.
So he would have driven down to the multiplex, listened to Smooth all on the radio all the way.
Hey, be
and
very
then
careful.
Then he's
I'd be careful if I was you.
And he's wheeled into A Star Is Born. Did he know? What did you tell him he was going to see to get him
I
to
told
go to
him.
That cinema?
He wasn't enthusiastic, I must say. But, you know, it was a day out. We don't get out much at night.
Who?
He was being nice to me and saying, all right, I know you've been dying to see this
wrong?
Film.
Has he done something wrong? Is this a sorry movie?
No, it's not.
Please let me make
Mick,
it up to you.
Hence, again, why you're single. Sometimes guys just want to do nice things for their partners.
All right. Well, that's a foreign concept, but if it works.
This is Lady Gaga.
Now, just tell me, do you think the film is good?
Yes.
Really?
I really do. I think, see, the in the past ones they use that have been done before the films, they've used the biggest singers of their time.
Yes.
So Judy Garland was in the
Love
one of
Judy
the ones.
Love Judy Garland.
Barbara Streisand and Chris Christopherson, remember that?
Belt out a tune.
So Lady Gaga is one of the great singers at the moment around.
I kind of like her as well.
Bradley Cooper is great.
You love Bradley Cooper because he's been voted sexiest man alive twice.
Well, what's the problem with that?
And it's a bit of himbo action for you.
It's not himbo. He's directed it well. And
I can chick flick.
Yeah.
Oh,
told you about it.
God. Do you know what?
What?
I just would like you guys to go. Why don't the two of you go?
Can I ask? And look, why don't we put this out there? 133353. Let's speak to men who've been to see A Star Is Born.
Yes, and
we'll
liked it.
See, and we'll get the verdict. Well, they don't have to. You're leading the witness.
Oh, you are. But the way you're speaking is leading the witness.
You just say,
you're so cynical.
You went and saw it. Did you like it?
All right.
Were you
enough.
There under sufferance? Have you done something terrible that you're making?
I give it 4 out of 5.
4. And what do you take the star off for?
Just because no film's 5 out of 5, let's be serious.
Picked a different booty call, I thought, was in that terrain. 133353, give us a call.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
A chick flick alert. A Star Is Born is
category
out.
Category 5.
No, I disagree.
Jane went and saw
fair.
It today, and you would have queued for your tickets and you were just sitting out with the rank and file wear. Where'd you...
No, it was a present that I had. Up my sleeve. I went to gold class and I'm so excited. It was awesome.
Couple of vinos.
Not a couple.
It's all coming.
I had to work today. Are you crazy? I have to go on air. Why would I do that?
You turned up in an Uber.
I didn't. It was great.
What do you mean it was a present? A present for you? Or
yes. It's a present.
What was it? A gift voucher?
Yeah.
Or did someone say, I'll do something nice for you?
No, it was a gift voucher that I was using.
And you made your partner go and see it.
This is the film starring Lady Gaga, who was unbelievable, by the way.
All right.
Well, we've got our switchboard lit up.
I asked to speak to men who have gone to see it. to get their opinion, and you can't argue.
And
with
probably
this.
Were reticent in going in, and
well, I'm
a bit
sure
sus.
They were, and I'm sure they're appalled upon departure.
Well, let's hear what Peter has to say. Good afternoon, Peter.
Oh, g'day.
Now, what do you reckon?
I reckon it was awesome.
Yes.
Oh, did you go with your wife or your partner? What happened?
I went with my lady friend.
Yep.
And I went of my own free will.
I like this. Yeah.
And yep. When did you realise you were in the right cinema?
Oh, that's so as soon as Lady Gaga opened her mouth and started singing rock, I knew I was in the right place.
Yeah. Okay. I cried in the first time Lady Gaga belts it out. I started crying.
Okay. What? How far into the movie is that?
Oh, it's really like maybe 10 minutes.
That's a chick flick.
It's not. No. It's. I'm a sensitive human being. That's always. Peter, I'm so glad you enjoyed
it. It's a like to Peter. Danny, what did you think?
Hi, Danny.
Well guys, I put it this way: the dentist was closed. And
yeah.
Yes.
It probably would have been cheaper and less painful to go. Oh.
Go to the dentist. So you didn't like
it? You didn't like it.
Did you go with your wife or your partner?
No, we were with my wife. Jane, you have got some serious problems.
Danny, what aspect of it did you not like?
I'll tell you what. The original was much better.
Which one are you talking about? Barbara Streisand, Chris Christopherson?
Yeah, bloody
oath,
yeah.
Oh, all right.
Well, there's a few before that, but never mind.
Movie show here.
So you like Barbara, are you saying you love Barbara Streisand?
Well, at least that had a story to it.
This and by the way, yeah. Barbara Streisand, I won't hear a bad word about Barbara Streisand.
Oh, you're a Barb lover.
Hey, Babs can belt out a tune, yeah, and well, I like
why
it.
Why don't you go and hook up with Babs?
Well, I would. I could if I get rid of that Brosnan.
All right, Danny, I'm not happy with your opinion.
Oh, well, hang on. Well, what do you want? Everyone just to agree with you?
Yeah. Is that unreasonable? I think Andrew might.
Yeah, Danny clearly in the wrong cinema. Don't know what he watched.
Thanks, Andrew.
Tremendous film.
Yeah.
And so Friends with Lunch cancelled, Plan B, the movie.
Yep.
Outstanding.
What score do you give it?
Oh, no, I'm 5.
5 out of 5?
Yeah.
Give Andrew
five.
A prize.
Yeah. All right. I'm 5.
Yeah.
Well, we'll hand back your man card with some Slash tickets there, Andrew. Double the Slash, Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators touring around Australia January and February.
That's a good prize.
Andrew doesn't sound to me like a Slash fan.
I bet you he is. Aren't you a Slash fan, Andrew?
Don't worry about that.
Yep, see? Good on you. Congratulations. Hello, we've got Fred up next. Hi, Fred.
Hello, Jane. Hello, Mick. How are you going?
Yeah, good. What do you think of Star is Born?
Skeptical to start with, but absolutely loved it. Great. Excellent.
And it's not a chick flick, is it, Fred?
Not to say the least. No, just good. I wasn't really into Lady Gaga's music, but could be somewhat converted.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry, but enjoyed it very much.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. See, everyone's surprised also. Lady Gaga does a great job at
Lady
acting.
Lady Gaga, well, I'm not surprised at Lady Gaga. Yeah. She's a fantastic performer.
She looks great on camera too. Thank you, Fred. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, how are you going?
What'd you think of it?
Absolutely loved it. I'm not into musicals, but absolutely amazing.
Oh, no, is it a musical?
It's not a musical.
It's a musical.
Oh,
no. No.
It's a double threat.
It's not.
You didn't say
it's
that.
It's a chick flick musical.
No, Andrew, it's cool. Andrew's saying, I'm not into films that have music in them. That's what you're saying, right?
But exactly right. I'm like the other Andrew, 5 out of 5. I'd actually go and see it again.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
I'd see it again too. What about the soundtrack? Did you like that?
I'll buy it. I said to the lovely wife, we're going to go out and buy the soundtrack because the music was incredible.
I'll tell you who
would
buy it, Rob Sitch.
Yeah.
Because I know he's got the soundtrack for Pretty Woman. He does.
You've got to be very careful now. You've done enough drive-bys. You'll be in big trouble. Car. Thanks, Andrew. Right, have we got time for another one?
Yeah, we do.
Langers, what do you think?
Good afternoon, guys.
Did you like A Star Is Born?
You know, I loved it. On the two occasions, and I know it was very emotional, because on the two occasions my wife woke me, she was crying.
Now, does that mean you did like it?
I did, Jane, and I tell you what, it sounds like, honey, I bought another putter movie.
Oh, I bought another putter
movie.
Interesting.
I bought another putty movie. That's exactly what it is.
How dare you.
There it is. Give Langers a prize.
Yeah, you've got tickets to go see Midnight Oil's Armistice Day live at the Domain on the big screen at Event and Village Cinemas for 2 days only, and a copy of the CD thanks to Sony Music as well.
Okay. And now let's go to just Sean.
Let's go to Sean.
Just
hi, Sean.
Before we go, Sean, what do you want to say?
Yeah, hi, guys. I haven't seen the movie, but Just the same as the last bloke, I'm tipping that Rob's either bought another putter or a golf club or a buggy or something.
I'll get that golf club and I'll snap it in two if he has. He was being particularly nice today.
He's up to something.
Garage when you get home, James.
I'm going to check it, Sean. Better give you a prize too.
Yeah, you got a prize pack coming your way there, Sean. Well done, buddy. Appreciate your call.
I think it comes down to, I think, more most men, and we put those calls through pretty much as is, did enjoy that
Mickey
film.
Why don't we go together? You'll really enjoy it. Come on, let's go. I'll see it again.
Gold class?
Yes.
All right.
You can drink your way through.
How long is it? I hope it's, how long is it?
Oh, it's a good 2 hours.
Oh, that's a good eight. Session. That's an eight drinks.
It's a good session.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
I was going to talk about relationships because there's a couple of stories that have come across my desk today that have fascinated me.
Sure.
You know how they have terms for relationships?
Moribund.
That's not the word that I was thinking of.
Dead in the water.
Okay. Have you heard of uncuffing?
No, I haven't.
You know what an uncuffing is? Oh, this one's really interesting.
All right. What does that mean?
Well, you can see that it's getting warmer. This is from Cosmopolitan magazine.
Yep.
It's getting warmer outside.
I thought it was gone. I thought you said you stayed Cosmopolitan magazine.
Well, it's not immediately gone. They've got to finish their run.
You're done. You're cooked. Put a fork in it.
The magazine's still out right now.
What's your opinion on Cosmopolitan magazine?
I haven't read one for a very long time. It's too scary for me.
What?
What do you mean?
Why?
Because it's,
It was a magazine run by women for women. And
yes.
It seemed to, they're talking on women's behalf.
They're talking about worlds and things you do to your body, things you do to men, things you have done to yourself that is very beyond my imagination. Not aimed at me, I'm sure.
What are you? What's that series you guys watch?
The Crown.
No, SBS. What's the show?
Who are you? Where do you come from?
No, it's
Brideshead.
No,
Handmaid's Tale.
What
kind of puritanic world?
Puritanical. I'm just saying people spin it and they just don't.
Okay, what's uncuffing?
Uncuffing is when you want to break out of your relationship. It's summer. You want to be carefree.
Breaking up. You're talking about
you want to break up because.
So it's just a buzzword for breaking up.
It is because.
Time to uncuff.
Because
that's like a conscious uncoupling. Who was that? Who said that?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
But a cuffing was what you do in winter because everybody in winter gets a bit dark. You want to be a bit cuddly, a bit cozy on the couch. You have less energy. And your body's producing more melatonin.
So you get a partner, you get a warm prop to sit on the couch next to you.
Have a pash on a couch.
It's like a live water bottle.
It is. And that's what you do.
Have a pash, did you say?
Catch up.
Okay, all right. Yep.
Then, as it gets warmer, all bets are off, you see. And come September, November.
I'm shedding my winter coat.
Look out.
Which includes you.
Correct. Everybody's getting a bit spruced up for summer, looking a bit hot.
Fresh start.
It's
like a snake shedding its skin.
Mm. Correct.
And you go, ta-da, I'm back.
You emerge.
And I'm horny.
I know, but it's a bit sad, isn't it? That
so you're saying to me it's uncuffing season.
It is uncuffing season, I could tell it was.
Watch your back, lads. You could cop one. You'll be taken out and whacked. Maybe it's a good time to go and see A Star Is Born.
But, you know, we were at a party on Saturday night. I felt there was uncuffing going on in the air.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It was uncuffing season because everyone was in, all the girls were looking hot, the guys were looking great in their suits, and there was a bit of frisson in the air. The spring carnival, that's when the uncuffings in abundance.
When did the cuffing happen, though? Does that happen?
Cuffing's winter.
Oh.
That's what I'd like to ask. Where does the cuffing start?
You just can't be bothered waiting for the...
Business as usual for me. You know, traditionally in my business, when the uncuffing season started, about 3 weeks before the comedy festival, Aaron Rosenbach was a specialist.
My goodness. Don't throw him under the bus.
Nah, well, he nearly died, so anything's a bonus to him.
That's a great saying, isn't it?
Funny, Rosie mysteriously broken up with your girlfriend again 3 weeks before.
For comedy festival.
And then hello.
Well, here's another one for you. So that's one bit of relationship stuff that come across me. The other one is this. A woman has married her best friend's dad.
Woman. I've got to work these out in my head. Woman.
Married her best friend's dad.
Well, I can get awkward.
She's 27.
Mm-hmm.
He's 52. This is Kern Lehman, and she married Kern's dad.
Did she have to ask for permission?
Nope.
Is that like, can I ask? She goes to dad, She's got her dad to ask permission for the hand in marriage. I don't get it.
I find it all
a bit... Do you approve of that?
No. I don't approve of him, and I don't approve of the girls
either. He hasn't done anything wrong.
Yeah.
Hang on. He was in a relationship at the time, and so was she. I suppose they couldn't help the boring bit. They'll probably say, we can't help being attractive.
There's a shitload of uncuffing to be done over there. Where do you start?
Oh, they go, here's the old, this is what they say. We hit it off. We like the same music, and we're both old souls. Oh, how many times have you heard that dragged out? I want to know, has anybody married their best friend's dad?
No, that's far too narrow.
It's not.
No, I bet you'll get calls.
Ask if anyone's about to be uncuffed or is about to uncuff.
That's what you want?
Is this, are we doing it? Is it the season? How are you feeling?
Yeah.
Who's going to cop it?
It's a bit of relationship talk. 1-333-53 on Kennedy Malloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Talking uncuff. I never heard of uncuffing until 5 minutes ago.
Well, you better pay attention because you're flirting with an uncuffing.
What are you talking about?
Your behaviour recently.
Your erotic literature, your excessive drinking.
Or you could be...
Mrs. D could be on the market.
Or there could
for
be
summer.
Some real cuffing going on. Handcuffing going on.
The way he talks. Who knows what's going on around there?
Who knows? Hey, uncuffing, for anybody who doesn't know it, is when it's a seasonal thing. When it gets warm and summery, people feel like... taking off, you know.
The excess baggage.
Correct.
And running free.
That's right.
Running naked through a wheat field.
Mm. And winter's the time you cuff up because you want to be a bit cozy and warm with a partner. Sarah, how are you going?
I'm really good. How are you?
Very good, thanks. What's your knowledge of uncuffing?
Are you about to uncuff yourself?
So I'm actually a nurse and I was looking after a woman who'd had some elective surgery to her lady business. And whilst she was there, she said, I can't bear it any longer being with my husband. Can you please get the social worker? I want to break up now. So she uncuffed while she was in hospital.
Wow. What, did she all of a sudden have, like, did a light bulb go off in her head or something?
Right. Was there other people present when she did this? Was she getting a sponge bath?
Is the doctor involved?
Well, the worst thing was they'd actually were out of area, so he'd actually travelled with her and was staying, you know, like where relatives can stay off-site. Hmm. And so the poor guy, you know, not only, you know, was standing by his woman, then she decided, nah, it's all over.
He'd been there by her bedside. She'd been in operation. She comes out, comes through and goes, I'm dropping you.
Yes, is that right?
Yeah, you dropped.
Could have done that before she went into.
Kind of.
She gives Sarah a prize. That's a good
thanks,
one.
Thanks, Sarah. $100 well
worth of Debordley wines coming your way.
Oh,
the delicious rosé by Debordley. Well done.
How lovely. Thank you, Sarah.
Good on you, Sarah.
We've got Cara on the line too. Talk to us about your idea of uncuffing, Cara.
Well, I was sort of thinking you would hang on till at least Christmas, New Year. So one, you have a date, but two, the last 6 months of you putting in work and effort of cuddling.
Yes.
Pays off with a Christmas present.
Okay. So girls are thinking of that too. That's quite clever.
They really milk it.
Do you break up on New Year's Eve? You have, and then New Year's Day, it's all over.
Well, yeah, because then, I mean, you know, New Year, fresh start, sort of thing.
Yeah. I like your confidence and your self-assuredness there, Cara.
My anniversary is in 2 weeks, so that's not going to happen to me.
well done, and we wish you lots of presents, Cara.
Yeah. All right, well, we get a sense of it now. And we have loads of calls. We're just a bit jammed for time.
We are today because we've got standing by to talk with Lee Sales, who has spoken with the great Warnie.
Wow, we're coming up. To the bottom of that.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Sure is. And in this hour, we'll talk themed parties. You are the queen of throwing a themed party.
I don't know. I've had a lot.
Jane Kennedy.
I've had a lot and I've been resourceful, not quite as resourceful as a mum from WA.
This is a cracker. We'll get onto that and we'll ask you what the best themed party you ever went to was. We're going to take calls. We're going to take tweets. There's a lot coming through on social media. Let's just go straight to the source. We're very excited today. She's a regular on the program, but we're going to speak to her about one of our favourite topics, Warnie, in just a moment. We're going to drag her down to our level, I'm afraid.
And she's been MIA for a while, and there's good reason why.
Now. She's gone all showbiz.
She's gone showbiz.
I'm sick of seeing her in the social pages.
Book touring.
In another frock in front of some kind of sandwich board. I don't know what she's doing.
Another Hollywood superstar on my arm.
Every night,
it's another Hemsworth.
I cannot keep up. They need more Hemsworths. Please welcome Lee Sayles. How are you, Lee?
Yeah, good. How are you guys?
You're on your book tour. Jane, you're a big fan of this book.
I am a big fan of this book called Any Ordinary Day. We'll talk about that a little bit later because we're all bursting with excitement because tonight on 7:30 you're interviewing someone very special.
Yes, someone that I have been trying to land, so to speak, for about 8 years.
You've got to be careful how you say that.
Shane Warne. Yeah. No, I'm excited that you're excited to be interviewing Shane Warne because I find him a fascinating modern-day character. He's lived his life in front of every camera, every concealed camera, cameras he's completely unaware of, and yet we all love him.
I think people don't have a good sense of who Shane Warne actually is.
I agree
with
you.
For all of his profile.
Did you learn more from interviewing him, or what did you learn?
I have never interviewed somebody that I thought was so loose and honest about everything. Yep. Every single question I asked, he just answered it so fully and amazingly to the degree that Callum, my producer, said when he heard it back that it sounded like listening to two people having a chat in an airport bar at 11:30 p.m.
Well, isn't that what you want? Now you're
that's my new pilot, by the way.
And Lee, you have every right to be able to have that opinion because you've interviewed so many politicians, which you find, I know, when they get sticky and they get on this road to whatever politician speak, it must have been incredibly refreshing.
It is such a pleasure when you sit down and have a conversation with somebody and they actually answer your questions and they try to be honest and they answer them seemingly without a view to how it might sound. Like one of the reasons I've wanted Shane Warne for so long is because I think, as you just said, Mick, that he is a major figure, not just in Australian sporting history, in world sporting history.
Yes.
You know, Wisden, the cricket Bible, says one of the top five cricketers of the past century. And I think, you know, his psychological game and all that is fascinating. And then also he's this, I think we don't see a lot of characters these days in Australian life because we beat it out of them.
Yes.
And Warne is this guy who is a big, big character who, as you say, has lived his life in a spotlight. And yet I feel like, with the exception of Michael Parkinson in 2006 when Warne retired, I felt like I had never seen him do an in-depth interview that treated him as a serious figure in Australian life.
That's exactly right.
I've always wanted to do it.
I just want to play you one such question. You were talking about his honesty and the way he answers questions. I think this is one of those answers to one of your questions on tonight's program that you're talking about.
You say in the book that you've only had two serious relationships with your wife Simone and with Elizabeth Hurley. You're single now. What's that like?
Yeah, it's lonely at times. You know, travelling the world, commentating and, you know, playing poker, doing sponsors things and just being away a lot in hotel rooms. It's good fun. It's great. But it's also lonely at times. And I don't think there's anything better than a great relationship. That's what we all want. Everyone wants a great relationship. So, but if you can't have a great relationship, I think single's the next best choice.
That's a fantastic answer.
It is.
A lot of people fall between the two.
Yeah.
And he's going, well, if you can't have everything, what I'm doing is not hurting anybody.
I think that's a very honest answer, yeah.
Absolutely. And we talked, I asked him about, you know, because he's had so many scandals, what's his biggest regret? And he said, quite honestly, how much I've embarrassed and hurt my children over the years. And we talked a bit about that. The other stuff I found so fascinating is I read him a quote from the English cricketer Kevin Peterson's memoir, where he said, you had to be so careful on the field to not let Shane Warne burrow into your brain because that's where he could do all the damage to your performance. And he gave this great anecdote that I read aloud to Warne, who was cacking himself, where he said, you know, Warne would bowl to me, I would smash him for a six, and then he would go, oh, you were nearly out, you know, blah, 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 and carry on. And you'd get all sort of sick feeling and think, God, was I nearly out then? Yet you were the one that just smashed him for a six. And so we talked a lot about how did he do this. And Warne described it in such a good way. He said, I always felt as a spin bowler that when I got there to bowl, my goal was to create, you know, hopefully an atmosphere of uncertainty, but at best an atmosphere of chaos. And it was just, it was so interesting hearing about it.
It is indeed. And this is interesting for us to hear about. Can you hang around, please, Lee? We'd like to speak more about Warnie and pick your brains about what went down in Wentworth after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Lee Sales is with us 7:30 tonight. The best analysis of local, national and international events from Australia's perspective.
Lee, of course, has just released her book, Any Ordinary Day, Lee Sales. I thought you were smarter than to release a book at the same time as Warnie.
Where's the chapters of you and your Playboy undies, Lee?
Come on. What's the
Mate,
juicy bit? Get to the
people
juicy
have to
bit.
Buy it to see if the sex scenes and the Playboy undies are in there. Go and get it at your local bookstore.
We'll get there in a second. Yeah. I just want to stay on Warnie for 1 minute. And I'm so glad to hear that you were interested to talk to him. One of your friends over there at the ABC and a good friend of mine, Gideon Haig, once. Now, Gideon's written a lot of books on cricket and interviewed a lot of people. And I was speaking to him once about Warnie, and he said to me, he said, you know what? He goes, a cricket genius, his IQ goes up another 50 points every time he steps onto a cricket field. But he said he's probably, out of everyone I've ever interviewed, the only person who's rung me up later that night, having thought about it all day, to correct some of his own answers. And I think that goes to the same thing that you're saying, is he's very intent on getting the right
message. I thought that story was going to end, Mick, with you saying, so, Salesy, brace yourself later tonight when your phone pings and it's going to be some texts from Warnie.
Oh, I'm not ruling that out, by the way.
Look, it's been a very interesting weekend too, Lee, hasn't it, observing Wentworth and what has gone down there?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's certainly a massive repudiation of the Liberal Party. Now, the reasons why, it depends, you know, which segment of the Liberal Party you're in. So some people are saying, oh, well, it's because people don't like their policies and the direction, or others are saying it's a protest vote about the dumping of Malcolm Turnbull. But then Turnbull's enemies are blaming Malcolm Turnbull himself for not campaigning in the seat for
That's
the Liberal candidate.
Well,
I saw somebody describe it as getting stabbed in the back but blamed for bleeding on the carpet.
Lee, but to be that's not going to make a difference, is it? I mean, just the fact that if he had ever shown support for the candidate, I don't think it would have made a difference at all.
Well, then I think the problem would become if he'd actively been in the seat campaigning and they'd lost it, then he'd be blamed for that too.
Of course.
I think there's a segment of the party that no matter what Malcolm Turnbull did, you can't win, basically.
They're headed to oblivion. Can they turn this around? Is this...
They're in a difficult position. And looking at the numbers, you know, potentially in a worse position than they were before they dumped Malcolm Turnbull. You can always turn something around, but it is difficult from here. And, you know, you need... People say, oh, Wentworth, it's not a typical seat, you know, it's the equivalent in, say, Victoria of, like, you know, that Toorak area.
Yeah, it's called. It's never been Labor since its inception.
But it's not, sure, it's maybe not representative of, you know, Western Sydney or Greater Melbourne or whatever, but who the person that gets government is the person that wins the most seats.
So, and it's a very strong message too, I think, that, you know. I know that there's children have been freed from Nauru who need medical treatment. Do you predict that there will be something happening moving in that area sooner than later?
Hard to know, because both parties like to be seen to be very tough on that issue, but we seem to have hit some sort of tipping point with the children in particular, where community attitudes on that seem to be a little bit like, come on, you know, enough's enough maybe. Mm. And so it seems like there's a little bit of movement that the parties may work together to try to find some sort of solution.
Well, that could be a bipartisan solution. That would be great.
If they found a bipartisan solution, that would be the best.
It would be. Now, you've been touring like a superstar around the country. I've seen you everywhere, Lee, and I've been loving seeing you. You've been doing book signings. How has that been for you, being on the other side?
It's been like Warnie on a cricket tour. It's been the Playboy undies in hotel rooms all over the country. It's been, I much prefer to be on the, you know, asking questions side than the answering ones, especially when it's about me personally.
Speaking of fun. Can I just say, Lee, you know, you talk about how honest Warnie has been. I have to say, you have very much in a beautiful way been extremely honest about your own life to set up the incredible stories in this book yourself.
Well, I felt like I had to be because I've asked the people in the book to sit down for interviews with me about some of the toughest moments
of their
life and how they coped.
What's it about? Can you just
it's basically through? it's about the fact, Mick, that pretty much all of us in life, at one day you'll wake up and it seems like an ordinary day. It looks like every other day, but then you're going to get smacked by some blind side that you didn't see coming. You know, someone close to you is going to die, or you're going to get a cancer diagnosis, or something awful is going to happen.
A life-changing event.
A life-changing event, and how do we live life knowing that, you know, the life that you enjoy could change at any moment? And when, you know, something awful does happen to people, how do they deal with that and keep going? Mm. And so it looks at that.
It's a really beautifully well-written book. I can't recommend it more highly, everybody. Right. Please go out and a great Christmas present too, Lee. Mm.
It's a stocking stuffer.
Don't walk past mine to get to Warnie's.
That's right. Get one of each, and then you've got one on one side of the bed, one on the other.
Congratulations, Lee. It's really great.
Thank you.
And don't forget Warnie tonight on 7:30. This will be a fascinating
interview.
It's a two-parter. I'll see you there.
Thanks, Lee.
Thank you.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane, you've got five children. I've got a couple who are six. That involves a lot of children's birthday parties.
It sure does, and coming up with ideas is really hard. Some people go nuts.
You're a genius at this, and you have done some beauties over the years. Give us a couple.
Some of the kids' parties that I have done in my time include a gym bus, where you hire a big double-decker bus and all the kids go in the middle and they go crazy for 2 hours. They get really
gym
tired.
Bus?
Yeah, and they just, it's like it's all padded inside and they run around in that.
It's like a big airbag.
Yes. Okay. It's literally a double-decker bus that parks outside your house. Once I had a sleepover with eight-year-olds, and I don't recommend that. We had a kid break his arm during that one. That was fun.
You send a kid home from a sleepover with a broken arm.
Yeah,
well
great.
Done,
that's
buddies.
Bad parenting. Now, what did you say? Jimmy's here. Oh, by the way.
No, I did ring the mum at 6 a.m. It was fine. We had a Gossip Girl dinner party for my daughter's 15th and all the girls.
I had one of those.
You had one?
No, I didn't.
No, that was all fancy. They all sat around. They all dressed up like it was a New York apartment and they all had like a special dinner and I served them dinner and I presented them all with a string of pearls and they all sat and flowers and it was all lovely.
Oh, wow.
And they ate plates of lettuce and diet pills. So that
and went to the toilet and threw it all up.
That's right.
It was great.
It was a really fun.
Good
but
party.
Look, they don't need to be expensive. It's really great when you come across a good idea. And how about a little boy coming up with a great idea?
Well, was it him or his parents? But either way, they've nutted it. It's a Bunnings birthday party. And the pictures look fantastic.
They do.
He's in his little Bunnings outfit.
Oh, so
he's
cute.
Got the flowers out. Everyone apparently who went there got to take home a potted plant.
Well, they had a garden centre.
From the garden centre.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, the time-honoured sausage sizzle, which is out the front.
We had to find out more, didn't we?
Yeah,
we've got Kylie, who is Carter's mum, on the line, who had the party. G'day, Kylie. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Talk us through this great idea. And you obviously have visited Bunnings Warehouse quite a few times.
Yeah, well, Carter's dad actually works away, so he's back every third week. So during that third week, I'm always like, we need this fixed, we need that fixed. Go to Bunnings, we need this.
Where's your local Bunnings, by the way?
Our local Bunnings is Bayswater in Perth.
Bayswater in Perth. Okay, far away.
Yeah. So he goes with dad along there and grabs what they need. And first of all, it started off as a love of their little trolleys.
Oh, yes, because they have the mini trolleys, which kids do love.
Now it's just grown to the whole store. He loves everything.
Well, that is fantastic. Watch him, though. My boys like to go and sit down on the sit-down lawnmowers. If they've gone missing for longer than a minute and a half, they think it's one of those rides they can actually, if they could, they would start up.
Now,
so
Kylie,
he looks forward to going to Bunnings, yeah?
Yeah, he does.
Now, it went down well with all the kids because I can see from the photos that you've got little signs that say garden centre, plant your own flowers today. Did you also have a painting area?
Yeah, we did. We had a paint station. So we set it up so that the kids could come and do some paintings and stuff. And then they get to take their little statues home. But, I mean, they were little enough to be able to stick in their pot plant.
You should have had a band. They could have played a bit of this.
Yes!
Rock it out! Back out!
But believe it or not, the day we had the party, the weather was actually really horrible.
Oh, really? That's all right. Did you have a lot of retired old people greeting everyone at the front door?
Well,
the grandparents.
The grandparents. The grandparents. Hey, that's a great idea, Kylie, and we wish Carter a happy birthday. We've got a prize to give, Kylie.
We will send you a Kennedy Malloy prize pack, and thanks for listening through Mix 94.5 in Perth. Kylie?
Oh, thanks,
Kylie. Well done.
Great idea.
On Bunnings, I believe they said a couple of things. And now,
they did. That was great.
What would you do, would you, if you were going to base it on a show, on a, what on a kind of, store?
Well, what kind of store would you base a party on, Mick?
Oh, I'd give my boys like a Liquorland party.
That sounds a work for the parents.
Okay, what about,
any others?
A La Perla, little La Perla party.
I love the fact you know the brand name La Perla. Do you know how much it costs for one bra from La Perla?
Yes, I do.
What?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you know the Liquorland? I'll tell you a funny story. But my boys, I had to go in. It was Mother's Day.
Yes.
And the boys wanted to give their mum some balloons. Oh. So I've gone in and I've said, I need some Mother's Day balloons. And they
is that because you couldn't get balloons anywhere else? So they're all sold out.
I was too late to get these are ones that are wrapped up.
They're like the flower.
And I couldn't get them. And they had some display ones and they wouldn't send me the display ones either. So I've gone into Liquorland next door to Coles, right, and they've got yellow and black balloons because it's Richmond and there's a Richmond football club.
Right.
So I've got to give, and they were on a stick and they looked like they were really done up. So I bought them. Right, I bought them for the
Liquorland balloons for Mother's Day.
Yeah, but I didn't realise like they had Liquorland written on it.
Oh, so
it had Liquorland Swan Street and a phone number and address. And my kids were throwing these balloons around, going, "How was your day? Oh, we had a good day. We had a good, day with Dad today. Yeah. That would be a good one."
The only one that would really appreciate those balloons would be me.
On Mother's Day.
What would you just shop? Would you?
Where would I shop? I was about to say Liquorland.
$2 shop.
$2. Well, that's not bad. A $2 shop never goes
straight. Keep a lid on it.
And you know what? Bunnings is somewhere or Officeworks. That would be cool for me. I'd love an Officeworks party.
That's a boring party, isn't it?
No, it's not.
But everyone has to sit there.
Oh, those reams of paper.
Laminators.
Oh, all the glow pens.
You've done some great themes over the years.
Yes. We've also, we've done mini golf, dinosaur dig.
Dinosaur party. I'll tell you what, give us a call, 133353.
Let me hear your party ideas.
Your party idea, your theme idea.
I love
best
this
one
stuff.
You ever went to. Dave went to an Ice Wide Shut party recently.
That's not true, shut. Mrs. That's D. Great.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Thanks for your calls. We're asking about parties, not orgies. Please.
I've also had a flower arranging party.
You've had a flower arranging party?
Yes.
What do you do there?
A lady from the local florist came and a whole bunch of girls came and they all stood around tables and they made posies and flowers and it was...
Oh, that's lovely. Is this for you or for your daughter?
No, it's for my daughter. Can you imagine my friends doing that?
Well,
No, I can't. They would say, God, where's the food?
My niece had a princess party once.
Yes.
And it was all the girls loved just pink princess party. Yep. You're done. And I was supposed to turn up on a Shetland, like a Prince Charming. But I slept in.
Well done.
Good on you, Uncle Mickey.
Hey, there was a good party a woman threw in Hollywood. It's a very memorable one. And she was one of the stars of the day. And that's, pardon me, she was married to one of the producers of Studio Heads of the Day, and it was called a white party, and everyone had to wear white.
Yes.
And at the last moment, she descended from the staircase in a red dress.
Oh,
and you go.
What a cow.
Oh, you win this round. Ooh. So it didn't matter what you were looking at all night.
She stood out. She's the queen.
You could not take your
eye. I love it.
Off that woman.
We've got lots of callers through. Let's have a chat with some people. Hello, Brendan.
Hello, Mick and Jane. How are you?
Yeah, we're really good. What's an idea for a kid's party that you know of?
Well, my six-year-old nephew actually asked his mother if he could have his birthday party at Aldi.
Wow.
Now, do you know what the theory was behind this?
I'm pretty sure. Just you know how they sell like all that cool stuff in the middle section?
Yeah.
Special buys.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, they go there every week to do their shopping and he finds something else that he loves. So
it is a pretty cool place. And they have lots of lollies.
And you can buy all your presents from...
You can buy your presents
there.
It'll
be cheap.
Your sausage rolls, you got everything there. The one-stop shop, so...
The fastest checkout operator on Earth.
Hang on. What are you we're talking about?
Oh, don't tell me. No, sorry. He's never been to Aldi. Do you know the system that happens at Aldi?
You've got to know it.
Oh, my God.
If you don't know it.
I'll tell you this. I've never been inside an Aldi store.
Okay. So at the end, when you shop...
Yeah.
You've got to put the things through and there's no trolley at the end for you to...
You put them through?
Yes. You know, that there's a person going
beep, an operator.
Beep, beep, and they start building up. And if you're not putting them in the bag fast enough, yeah. it all starts overflowing. And everybody goes, hurry up, will you?
I don't care. And there's a lot.
No, they don't pack it for you.
Oh, you've got a.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That's the why they can keep their prices low.
And they're fast.
Do you have to keep the engine running too so you get out of the car quickly?
It's very stressful. I panic.
Why would people go for this? Why is it?
Because it's really cheap and they have good stuff.
Mm. Cheap. It's like they're.
No,
it's good. That's where they save their money.
You're not robbing the joint.
But it's like you are robbing the joint, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And if you're not quick, everyone's lining up and looking at you.
And things will start overflowing. They'll drop on the floor because everybody else is coming. So a riot
starts because you're
pretty much.
I'm going to take you there one day, too.
This is heavily weighted in Aldi's favour.
Totally.
You are doing work. They're not paying you by the hour.
They're not. It doesn't matter.
And they've got the crowd turning on you.
And you've got to buy a bag, too. You can have your own bag, but you're better off buying one of their big bags.
What kind of business model is this? It's genius.
Well, it's been pretty successful, just quietly. Thank you, Brendan, for that. Let's get on to Nicole. Nicole, what is an idea for a birthday party you had?
My daughter's birthday party was, her 10th party was a Hunger Games birthday party.
Ah, yeah.
Hang on.
So what do they do? Run around shooting each other with crossbows or
Is it the last one left alive?
Yeah, pretty much. So we had a reaping and they got to put all their names in a bowl. But
oh,
we
no.
used
Jeez.
Red pen, not blood.
Oh, my God. And you had a reaping.
Wow. Yeah. And it was really hard because a lot of the kids actually didn't know the movie because it's kind of not really appropriate for 10-year-olds.
So how come your daughter knew it? Is she quite intelligent, wanted to read the book or saw the movie? Or
she had read the book. She hadn't actually seen the movie because I didn't really want her to watch it just yet. So I read the book first and I made sure it was kind of okay. But it's just one of those things. She just got right into it, loved it, and she's watched all the movies.
Seeing as it's called The Hunger Games, was there any food?
Yes. So we had bakery food from the Malark Bakery.
Oh, yes. That's clever.
And rather than, like, the Tracker Jacker game, we used, like, reels of stickers and they had to run around and, like, sort of, like, attack their friends with stickers.
Did you do a head count at the end? Like, did everyone go home? Was there
No.
Any disappointed parents at the end of the party?
No, well, I wasn't taking any dead children home. So no,
Nicole, it's a great idea. Thank you. I know some of my guys would love that.
You know where I'm going to have them? My boys' next party.
What's
the Saudi embassy? Take a
Mick.
No.
No.
Come on, kids.
Too soon.
That's CSI Saudi Arabia.
That musical chairs.
Who are on the case as we speak. This, I mean, who knows if we'll ever get to the bottom of what actually happened in there, apart from the murdering and chopping up.
That's terrible.
But, I mean, it'll be hard for them to ever work out. It's just a real head-scratcher, isn't it?
A real head-scratcher.
I'm glad to see everyone's still waiting on further evidence. It's only been 3 weeks. I'm sure there'll be...
That's a mystery.
That'll
You're
be
right.
a good one for the boys. Come on, boys. You get a little... You set
up an embassy.
You make them wear a Saudi headgear. Off you go. Here you go. I'll wait out the front.
Again.
Have fun, kids.
Khashoggi was apparently murdered for being disrespectful to the Saudis.
I love the
and
Saudis.
And the Saudi prince.
So. I love the Saudis.
A little bit of hush from you, I think. Hey, Kelly...
Yeah.
Have you got a good idea for a party? We're looking for one.
Well, I've got two.
Okay.
My daughter Quinn had a 5-year-old party, which was a running away from home party.
Oh, a real one?
Hang on.
So the 20 kids come in and they all had to write notes to their parents that they were running away. And we put them on our front door and we marched them all down to the local park.
Yeah.
And they had like little tea towels full of food on the end of a stick.
Like a swag.
Like a swag. And we walked them down to the park.
Yeah.
And they all got into in their sleeping bags and I was reading them stories. And the eldest two children were running little activities for them, but we took over the park.
Yes.
And we wrapped up all the trees with material. We were just like tearaway.
That's fantastic.
That's like my homeless people party, which I'll be having and popping the kids all around town. Hey, give a prize, don't
you? Yeah, Kennedy Malloy prize pack coming your way, Kelly.
Hey, we've got to go. I'm sorry we can't get to our other callers. We were really enjoying those, but too many good ideas.
Exactly.
Indeed. Your new way to drive home.
It is thanks to Barbecues Galore, where some things are better, low and slow.
Well, there it is. It was under our nose the whole time.
100%. Why didn't we think of this? It took a little boy in WA to come up with his idea.
But we've got a better one. If you're going to have a theme party based around a store, why wouldn't you throw a Barbecues Galore party?
100%. Go into the store, get all the ideas, and get a low and slow party where you can have beautiful lamb or some beef.
Slow and
have
slow,
it all.
Kids. You could wrap up a Komodo Joe and say,
you know what
happy
you can
birthday.
Have? It's like a USA party. Because you know the US, you know the Americans do low and slow really well, I have to say.
Well, it's probably their strong suit.
It is. You could have hay bales around. You could have checked red and white tablecloths. So I can see the whole thing in my head right now.
Nice. I see like the showroom, the floor at the Barbecues Galore.
Ooh,
in fact,
awesome.
Why don't you just go down there
and set up a kids'
take
party.
Take the kids down there.
They'll love that.
And say happy birthday.
Take 20 kids in.
Yeah. Put on some food.
Yep. Let them run around.
Have a go berserk.
Give them a hat, one of those chef's hats.
A little apron.
And some tongs as giveaways.
Yeah, fire up the produce smoker.
A little thing with don't kiss the birthday boy. He's too young.
Pin the tail on the chef.
Oh, man. If you're going to do it, take your kids, blow their heads off their shoulders, watch the wide-eyed wonder as they walk, nay, skip around the floor at Barbecues Galore, drinking in the magic. Do you know what it's like to me? It's like a Willy Wonka-style chocolate factory.
I agree with you.
You go in there and it's all of a sudden you're in this magical fantasy land of top-shelf barbecues. A
little bit of smoke through the air.
Let's go
right
now. Finish up. Can we finish the show? I'm going to Barbecues Galore.
Well, Barbecues Galore is the home of low and slow barbecue.
Yeah, baby.
All online, barbecuesgalore.com.au.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
What did we learn on today's show?
I think we learned that Dave is very good at reading
excerpts.
Yeah.
We learned the maybe give the Saudi embassy a miss.
I think we probably stopped talking about it.
You know the thing I love about it is when you leave, you get a doggy bag. Like a little something to take away.
How are you
away.
Getting home tonight? Because I'm not going home with you, okay?
I'm going to have a Saudi embassy party. I reckon that would be fantastic.
All right.
Wouldn't it?
Well, we learned some good things, actually. Some people have called up. They had some great ideas.
Parties?
Yes. Sue actually was saying that her son liked vacuum cleaners and he wanted to have a Godfrey's party. That's hilarious.
I always remember that was the ad originally. I don't know if they still use it. Where they pick up the bowling.
Yes, the Godfrey's.
It's so
great
strong. For the kids.
We also, Brody Absalom says they threw a David Hasselhoff party for a mum who actually hates the Hoff. They did it as a bit of a stir.
A drunk Hasselhoff I like. Yeah, I like the drunk Hasselhoff.
I like a Hoff too. And Astrid also has sent in a picture. It's not a birthday card, but her niece requested a toilet cleaning duck cake for her third birthday. It's not Donald Duck. It's the toilet duck.
It's a toilet duck. Has a cute character.
Very cute.
Dave, you're off to a
school concert tonight. My son, he won an award at school for poetry, and that's called a poetry slam.
Well,
so he gets to get up tonight
and
do that.
Well, like father, like son.
What are you talking?
Ray kept rubbing my foot, but one hand moved up and petted my ankle. Fingers fluttered over that little knob.
I can't listen to that.
It's a bedtime story around at your house.
You really turned that.
That was really taken out of context, by the way. That was from Naughty at Nine radio segment.
Oh, yeah. So. We're a little early for Naughty at Nine, but that's coming up on Tom and Ollie.
That's right.
Doing a good show.
Later on at 7 o'clock tonight.
So we'll get a full report from you.
Yeah, you bet. Looking forward to it. He's playing Another Day in Paradise, I think, Phil Collins tonight on the guitar. So we'll see how he goes with that.
You're training him up for that?
He's been practicing every night, so. So, it's going to be lots of fun.
Hey, we've got The Living End playing live tomorrow on Kennedy Malloy. Bang. I cannot wait. Those guys are awesome. And Lawrence Mooney will be joining us as well.
Brilliant.
That'll be a big Wednesday. Kennedy Malloy.
Now that your Kennedy Malloy catch-up is done, time to hit up the low and slow zone at barbecuesgalore.com.au for videos, tips and recipes to make your ribs, brisket or lamb delicious.